think it was good for us. You know, we did a lot of things we wanted to do, hit some of the targets. The plays, I mean, the play number in the first half is excellent. Good for our condition, I can tell you that much. That was a lot of plays. I think it was in the 40 range, high 30s or 40. So that's good for us. It was up-tempo. We did some good things, scored, you know, 17 points. Bad turnover, but other than that, we moved the ball pretty well. They just threw a real bad ball. It's not funny. It's just a bad throw. Quick snapped him. And if I throw the ball I should have thrown, James is probably still running. So just a bad throw. Terrence had a Christmas present there. Preseason. Christmas present.
Can you talk about the addition of Vincent tonight?
Yeah, Sid was great. I mean, it's nice having him back there. He's kind of getting his feet wet with some of the stuff we do in no huddle, but I helped him out a little bit, and he was great. I mean, he made some runs out of nothing a couple times. We were kind of crunched for, you know, not really the best play situation there on a couple runs, and he made something out of nothing. So did a nice job on the check down. So that was a good start for him. We're excited about him. Well, he's a good back. I mean, I don't know about different kind of back. He knows the game. He's got a good running style. He hits the hole quickly and makes the most of his opportunities. And I think the best is yet to come for him. I think when he gets his legs underneath him, it's just going to be, you know, more explosive runs and going to continue to be a good addition to our offense. Yeah, I think so. We hit a ton of plays tonight in the first half and got into a good rhythm there, moved the ball pretty effectively. We got to get healthy, you know. Would have been nice to have, you know, JerMichael here, but he obviously had a family celebration. But I think we did enough tonight to satisfy Coach, and obviously we have stuff to work on and self-scout, but I think we're going to be ready. No, I mean, we've been playing together now for this is our fifth year together, and I'm able to read his body language pretty well. He does a nice job getting in and out of his breaks, and I think his role in the offense is going to be as big as it possibly can. Having him and Jordy is fun. I mean, those guys can be matchup problems for even the top corners in the league, so those guys give you a lot of confidence when you're throwing the football, and continue to find ways to get him the football.
I know Ben's didn't touch the ball in the first series, but you play action fake to him on the first two plays. Is that something that you think the respect that he's going to command will help that part of your team?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, he's a big-name back who's had some success in this league and rushed for 1,000 yards the last 3 years. He has the right mentality for our team right now. He's very hungry. He's eager to learn. He's been spending a lot of time in the meeting rooms. He's excited. I mean, I think tonight wasn't a night. I wanted to get him a rushing touchdown. I know what that would have meant to him, but even though it is a preseason, it would have been special. But, I mean, he made the most of his carries and his catch, and I think he can do some good things for us.
Did you run more than you would have
left third? Yeah, I did. I got tired. Now, sometimes it's going to dictate that. If teams are going to play a lot of man coverage, I'm going to have to make some plays on my feet. So, you know, the first one was obviously not a planned run. Get outside the pocket on a couple of those, and I like to be a pass-first kind of guy, but, you know, when they're playing man coverage, there's not a lot of guys with eyes to the football. So it gives you more of an opportunity to make those extended plays in the runs. The first one, I honestly didn't think I was going to be able to get to the corner there on Clements, but that was fun. Got a little excited about it, and you know the other runs were just you know, one was a play action keep fake where everybody was covered and I got the most and got out of the way of Taylor Mays there, and then the other one was just a reaction play. They're dropping seven guys in coverage, nobody's open, just trying to keep the play alive, and when you do that and nobody's got vision to the ball, you have a good opportunity to run it.
Randall Cobb said he didn't know you were that fast, that he was impressed.
No, he's learning.
Well, you touched on the defense's performance tonight. They look like
Yeah, they did a good job. They did a real good job. You know, it's fun to see those guys play the way they know they're capable of playing, and good to have Sam Shields back in the mix. He made a nice interception tonight. The young guys did a good job finishing that game out. Jamari with the pick six, and then the Vandy boys with the forced fumble and the recovery. You know, we're pretty deep over there. So as fun as tonight is to win, you know, it is a preseason, but it's a lot more fun. The coaches treat you a little better when you win in these games. And tomorrow's a tough day because you go from 90 to 75. So 15 guys are going to be not with us anymore, and that's tough. You get to know guys, and they're not with you anymore. Yeah, you wish them well, but it's a tough day for those guys. So as fun as this is, you kind of know that's coming tomorrow.
Aaron, you can only say so much, obviously. The potential interference play down the middle, at least request some rest, in anybody's mind as you play the game, or is that just the condition on the field that's going on?
That was pass interference. I think that what you're seeing, at least from my perspective, the first 3 weeks is maybe a little bit of a reluctance to throw the flags at times. It seems that there's been less penalties thrown. I know they're doing as good a job as they possibly can. I think they're learning. So if we have to go with the replacement officials, I think you're going to see them improve in their overall game management, just from kind of learning on the fly. But they're, you know, they got thrown in the situation, and it's a different game than college, and I'm sure they'll be able to pick it up quickly. But yeah, you see some differences in the styles.
And what did you see from Graham? And you kind of called out that second unit to give him a hand, but I'm not sure he got it.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a lot of missed assignments. You know, he's out there fighting, you know, taking some flack, obviously, from you guys. And, you know, I know it's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for me being his buddy and spending every day with him to see him not get the same kind of opportunities. You know, he's going to keep plugging away. And next week will be a good week for him. Hopefully those guys will, you know, figure it out, and we'll give him some time, because he's going to get an opportunity to play a lot. Kansas City, I believe, likes to play their starters a little more than maybe most teams, but it'd be another opportunity for him, and hopefully those guys give him some opportunities to make some plays.